You gotta be live somewhere because the red lights. Did I push the button?
There it is. It was just taking a minute. Okay. I see it. We are live. We're not live until I can see that we're live.
Yeah, you know what? Like. Right. I agree. Like, until I can see that we're live, I don't know that we're live. Oh, snap. I'm gonna show you something while I'm typing watch and share. Watch and share.
Watch, like, share, tell a friend to tell a friend.
Oh, shit. I don't remember where the message came in.
What's the message about? Who's the message from?
I can't tell you till I show you. I want to show you the message that someone
sent. Can we tell the people?
No, because I don't want the people. No. This is private.
Okay, now I'm interested.
Yeah. But I don't remember where.
Is it incriminating?
No, it's not incriminating.
Damn.
Did he message me here?
Facebook.
I don't think he messaged me on Facebook.
Instagram.
Oh, no, he messaged me on Facebook. That's the message.
So I know that that definitely means something else than what it comes off as.
That's the message.
It's a little suspect. That's all I'm going to say.
Theme song. Here?
Here.
Are we theme song ready? Okay, theme song. Here. I want to finish that water first, but okay, we're back.
I mean, that's why there's two of us.
Yeah, right.
Just don't leave me alone.
It's always funny when I leave you alone because you're...
No, I'm so awkward. I need banter and bounce back. I'm only funny situationally, not by myself. I couldn't do stand-up.
What? I like your banter and bounce back. Welcome to the show.
I was going to say, I'm not going to say.
The red from your hair is bleeding onto your shirt.
It'll come off.
Oh, okay. Things I don't know.
Yeah. Like, I tested it yesterday.
Gotcha.
With, like, a little bit, and then I washed it, and it came off. And I was like, okay, cool. Because if not, I wasn't going to put the red in.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because I love Mecha Monday shirts.
Shirts are on sale through the end of this week. So I think I got them on sale through Friday. So shout out to everybody who's bought one so far. Hit the link in
Instagram.
I know the link's on the Instagram bio. I think I put it up on Facebook, but I'll re-put it up on Facebook again. That's a thing.
So I made a promo video for the shirt yesterday when I was testing out whether or not the red was going to bleed.
Oh, shit. Where's the promo video?
It's in my phone.
I mean, we posted it?
Maybe. I'm going to send it to you first.
Okay. Yeah.
And you let me know if I'm ridiculous.
No, you're probably ridiculous, but so what? Like, at this point, the show gets ridiculous. So.
And it's always like, well, how do we get here?
I don't know. Shout out. What up, Nate?
Nate.
How's your weekend? How was your week? I haven't seen you since your birthday.
Oh, shit, yeah. It's been good.
I have seen you since your birthday.
Have you?
Yeah.
Blah.
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
That's all I'm saying is cheesecake. I'm not going to say anything else, just cheesecake. Cheesecake.
cheesecake. No, it's been good. I went and I saw The Woman King again.
Again?
Again.
Okay, so it was good enough to see it twice.
I'm going
to
go see it a third time.
Oh, shit. Okay. Okay.
And I was literally sitting there the whole time thinking, damn, everyone can get it. Like, I would go into the jungle with all of the Agoji.
Wait, everyone? Viola Davis can get it?
Yes. Okay, it was weird. It was hella weird. She was in this, like, pool tub thing bathing. And I'm just like, shit. Viola Davis could get it.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna I need you to watch it because I think you will understand.
Okay, so let me say this. I don't know that I had any desire. Like, I didn't have a space where I wanted to see it, good or bad. Like, it was just, it was like, name any other movie that came out, right? Like, there's certain movies that I want to go see.
Smile.
That's a movie?
It's a movie.
Oh, yeah. I've never even heard of Smile. But there's certain movies that I want to go see, and there are other movies where I'm like, if I catch it, I catch it. And The Woman King kind of fell into that, if I catch it, I catch it kind of ideology, right? Like,
it's a great action movie.
If things line up the way they should, then I'll go see it.
Okay. I think you should make time.
Okay, maybe. We'll see. And so that being said, though, then I heard all the controversy that was being thrown out about that particular tribe in Africa. There was a whole lot of controversy about how bad they were in the slave trade. And so I was like, okay, well, I don't know if I care. I don't know if I care because of this. I don't know if I care. Like,
people are in love with this fucking Jeffrey Dahmer shit. Like, we don't care about the history of that to not watch it. So why use it there? Also, I feel like the movie doesn't shy away from that. Like, people are talking about the controversy of them being a part of the slave trade. The movie doesn't shy away from the fact that they were an active part of the slave trade.
Right.
So it's not like it pushes it to the side or tries to hide it. Maybe it doesn't paint it in as brutal of a light as people think that it should, but it's still there.
Right.
They're not saying we weren't slave traders. They were saying we are, and that's how we came to be as rich of a country and tribe as we were.
I'm with it.
So, like, yeah.
Like I said, I don't know that I have a desire. Like, do I say this out loud in front of you and other people?
I was like, you have to now. We're here.
Like, I have nothing against Viola Davis, but she's not an actress that I'm like, oh, I want to see her in a thing. She's a great actress.
She is.
And I think that, because I heard her make this comment once, about, like, she has the same accolades as other big-name white actresses. Like, she has the same accolades as Meryl Streep.
People love Meryl Streep.
And some other lady, but she doesn't get the same money as those actresses, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I heard her say that, and I was like, yo, that's kind of fucked up. Because, right, she has same school of, you know, school of acting, same blockbuster shit. Like, I was like, okay, yeah. But shit, I put in the same category with Meryl Streep. I'm not running out to see a movie with Meryl Streep in it either. Yeah. Like,
I don't think there's any actor or actress that I specifically anymore. Johnny Depp used to be one. Like, anything that Johnny Depp did, I'd watch. But besides that, like, there's no one who I just actively, like, I have to see them act.
I'm not rushing out to see anybody act, but I will rush out to see certain movies. Like, I can't wait for John Wick 4. Like, I am on board.
I don't know that I've seen two. I know that I've seen one.
And you saw three?
No.
Oh, so you're saying you saw
one. I don't know
one.
That I've seen more than one.
Really?
Yeah.
I pick a day. We having a John Wick marathon because I will watch them all the way through. Like, I don't give a shit. Like,
okay.
Yeah, John Wick is the shit.
The only reason I watched the first one was because of you.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I hadn't seen the first one.
Yeah. I am a John Wick fan. So John Wick 1, when John Wick 4 drops, I'm going to be at the theater. Like, I'm dead. That's going to be at the theater.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I got to be caught up by then so I can go watch it in theaters.
Yes.
I will not watch Till.
Want to hear something crazy?
Yes.
And I can't say who, because then it gets convoluted. But so I go to the movies by myself a lot.
Mm-hmm. It's a normal thing.
So John Wick 1, see it, boom. John Wick 2, see it, boom. John Wick 3, I'm I say out loud that, yeah, I'm going to see John Wick today. And the person that we were talking about when you first got here says, oh, I want to go. But they had never seen John Wick 1 and 2. So they read the synopsis of John Wick 1 and 2 and then showed up at the theater.
That is fucking hilarious.
That is hilarious, right? that.
No, you plan out your time so you can watch the movies beforehand.
Read the synopsis, showed up.
Like an in-depth synopsis, like it was a critic and they were talking about the vital points and aspects.
Probably
and
then, just read the wiki plot, the wiki plot session and just called it a day. Because that's a thing.
You know that was I want to show up at the movies, not for the movie, right?
Oh, like, yeah. No. Like, I know exactly what that was. I said I was gonna do this because I thought this was funny for me. Last week I'm talking to Nate. Nate was here last week. Shout out to Nate. I made a comment because somebody asked me about Nate getting a colonic or colonoscopy or something dealing with Nate's colon. And I said to Nate, I said, Tiffany said, that's what I said, Tiffany said. Mm-hmm. And I immediately had that Tiffany say to me, yo, don't be saying my name on your podcast. To which I said, first of all, I know like 800 Tiffany's.
Like,
so
it didn't have to be you.
Right. So
no
let's
one
be
knows
clear,
that it's you.
It wasn't Tiffany B, Tiffany W, Tiffany D, my cousin Tiffany, Tiffany Evans, who I think I went to high school with, the singer Tiffany. I think that's all the Tiffany's I know.
You know a lot of Tiffany's.
I know a lot. I
don't think I know but one, and I used to know her. We don't even talk.
And the first stripper I dated worked at Tiffany's Cabaret. And that is a list of all the Tiffany's I know.
Okay.
So it could have been anybody.
Could have been anybody.
Yeah.
I know several Pauls.
Shut the fuck up. Do you?
I do. There's one I went to college with. There's one that was my supervisor. There was two I went to college with. There's one that I work with. There's one that I podcast with. That's enough.
I only know two Meccas.
Maybe one from high school.
I know two Meccas. Mecca that I went to high school, college with, and you.
I know like four.
How many Nathans do I know? I know Nathan from the podcast.
No one Nathan.
And Nathan's illegitimate son, Nathan.
Is he an illegitimate son for real?
No, and he doesn't have a son named Nathan. I'm a bad friend.
I don't know any of Nate's kids' names.
He does not have an illegitimate son named Nathan. He does not have an illegitimate.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Is he sure?
Oh shit! I don't know.
Nate, you sure?
What do you do if you find out? Like you just. I don't know. I don't know if he knows. I don't know if he has illegitimate kids, but I'm thinking now, like, damn, that would be fucked up to find out on the pod. I don't know.
Ooh.
I don't know if this is where you want to find out on the pod that you have illegitimate kids.
Not this pod.
Yeah, not this pod. This is not this the is pod not the that you want to find out you have illegitimate
like
kids.
Like, the pod of illegitimate children maybe wouldn't be as bad.
Maybe we should start a new pod just for illegitimate. Anyway. Damn, what's good?
Not much. I work out, and now I have unlimited movies, so I'm going to the movies a lot.
Oh, you bought the movie pass?
I did.
What did they say? There's a sucker born every minute.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to see The Woman King at least two more times.
Okay.
So, and the tickets were like $11.
Okay.
If I bought the movie pass for $18,
mm-hmm.
I could see The Woman King as many times as I wanted, plus anything else, and it was only $18 versus paying $11 to $13 each time I went to see a movie. Did I sign up for the year's subscription? No, I did not.
Nate asked a valid question. He said he's sure, but what makes a child illegitimate?
Isn't it just if they're born out of wedlock, they're bastards and therefore illegitimate?
I think
if
so.
If they are not in your will and cannot inherit your money if there is no will?
I remember before when my before we got my daughter christened or whatever that shit is called, christened, I think.
Christened.
The
christened
pastor of the church that wanted to christen my daughter said that he was going to say, there's no such thing as illegitimate children, just illegitimate relationships. Like, he was going to say that. And I looked at my daughter's mother and I was like, nah, son, we ain't doing this. Like,
we don't even need the word illegitimate right. in the ceremony. Like, why?
Like, nobody asked. So we opted to not have my daughter christened.
I want to say christened. Christening, yeah.
My punk ass parents did it on their own. Dead ass.
Does that count?
I don't know. But my parents had my daughter one weekend and they had people by the, like, they did a whole christening thing. And I was like, don't do that no more.
I mean, well, they can't. It only can.
Yeah.
You got one go. But how you been? How was your week? Week.
It was cool. It was cool. I stayed low. Didn't get shot at. Good weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was a TikTok that I saw and it was like, how was your day? And he's like, little kid, maybe like 4 or 5. He said, I didn't hit nobody.
I mean,
it's like, that's all we can ask for.
That is all I can ask for sometimes. I ain't hit nobody. Work has picked up, which is weird. Work has gotten real busy, which I hate. Because I used to be able to go to the movies during the day. And now my ass got to be working. Like,
me sitting in the movies, get a call from your boss.
Yeah. Well, my boss is out for the next 2 weeks, so.
Oh.
Yeah, shout out to him.
Want to get a movie pass?
Let's get started. I wanted to talk about all of these stories, which is messed up, because we don't have a lot of stories. But where do I want to start? We were just talking about actors. Nah, hold on. We're just talking about.
Was that gummy refreshing?
It was. We're talking about actors and actresses. There was a story that I just put in the chat about Marvel discussing the new upcoming Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
Black Panther 11 comes out sometimes in November. And they were talking about replacing Chadwick Boseman. And I've seen these threads. And that's why I put up there, because I wanted to have this conversation just kind of in a very general way. Like, they talked about why they didn't replace Chadwick Boseman as the Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
Should they have? Should they have just put somebody, like, the actor playing the Black Panther died?
Like, we do it all the time.
Right.
But also, so I can kind of see how Chadwick became the Black Panther, like, as we know it in the MCU.
Uh-huh.
So just, they'd have to change the merch. They'd have to.
I don't know. Okay, so.
I feel like he was Black Panther. And like, kind of also, like, how he died. Cancer, all that terrible, unjust, fairly, like, we weren't expecting it. Like, okay, to right. pay homage.
But if Tony Stark would have died, not Tony Stark, if Robert Downey Jr. would have died, would they have just stopped Iron Man?
I think they should have.
Really?
Yeah.
Because several people have played Spider-Man.
Yeah, in all the different universes.
No, even like just over the years. Like, we had multiple Incredible Hulks over the years. Like, it's a character.
But I feel like every Spider-Man that's come out has been Spider-Man, then there was the Amazing Spider-Man, then there was, what was the last Spider-Man? Like, they haven't been the same.
Jim just brought up Christopher Reeve was replaced as Superman because he was paralyzed. Like, so when there was, early on, there were talks that before we knew Chadwick Boseman had cancer, mm-hmm. there were conversations about him not playing the next Black Panther, him kind of holding out, and nobody knew why he was holding out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember saying, yo, if they can replace Colonel Rhodes, who was played by Terrence Howard,
uh-huh.
and then just the next Iron Man, he was played by Don Cheadle, who may be the most amazing actor ever, by the way. Don Cheadle is my, like,
top actor.
Okay.
Yeah, over other, like, I put Don Cheadle over Denzel.
Okay.
Anyway, and over Samuel L. Jackson.
I see that.
Yeah.
I was like, I see that one.
But anyway, like, there was this conversation about replacing Chadwick then, and I was like, yo, like replace his ass. Like, he's not bigger than the character. And then he died and became bigger than the character. And I'm like, man, they should have replaced him while he was still alive.
It would have went over better.
Yes, it would have went over a lot better. But I think that if...
Like, you can't replace a dead man. And also with the MCU, like, the cinematic universe, you can do what you want to do. Because it doesn't have to follow the comics.
And that's why I thought they should replace him then. I was like, anybody can be Black Panther. Just drink the juice. But the president head of Marvel said that they thought about the replacement but decided to go a different direction. And we don't know what the direction is because they've been very tight-lipped about the new movie.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I've seen about it is the short trailer.
We assume it's going to be a woman. Because that's what the trailer kind of... I assume it's going to be a woman. It's going to be...
No, I think so.
One of the women. But I dead ass think they should have replaced his ass. Let me rephrase because I shouldn't say dead ass.
Because that's some poor taste.
Yeah. I believe he should have been replaced. I think the character is the character. And to continue with the story arc, just get somebody else.
I don't know that I would have watched it.
Why?
I'm attached. And they probably felt like too many. They probably had a little focus group where they figured out that people would be less interested if it wasn't Chadwick.
Black America Clothing Company has a focus group. We don't use them at all.
I was like, do you really?
Yeah, we do. It's like four or five people. We send shirt ideas to every... Oh, shit. It's been a while.
Do any of them listen to this podcast?
No. One. One listens to the podcast. Yeah. Why, you want them to buy a Mecca Monday shirt? Hey, this shirt goes on... the sale ends on this shirt into the week.
Or something like that. When I say it goes on end of the week.
End of the week.
Let's talk about this on this side before we switch over, because I do want to have this conversation in front of people. There was a TikTok that went viral, or a reel, or a social media posting that went viral of an Uber driver in Dallas who told a story about picking up a guy at his house with his wife and kids.
Okay.
And then after he picked up the guy, after she picked up the guy, she said, hey, the guy said, hey, I added a stop. They get to the stop. He picks up a woman.
Okay.
At the stop, he also changed his destination and said, hey, we're going here instead. And when the Lyft driver realized that this guy left his wife
and kid,
picked up another woman, and then was going to a different destination than he had told his wife.
Okay.
She drove back to his house and made him and the passenger get out the car.
Damn. Was that her friend? Did she have a personal connection to this family?
So in the post, there were tons of women who were saying, no, not women. There were tons of people who were saying she did the right thing. Here's my question to you and essentially to y'all. If you see somebody cheating, is it your job to tell on them?
It is not. Like, if I don't have a personal connection to someone, like, if you are not hurting somebody that I love or care about, that's none of my business. It's not my job to keep you faithful. Like, for all I know, by disclosing your infidelity, I could be completely wrecking your home.
Wait, are you wrecking his home or is he wrecking his home?
It was fine before me. Like, I'm the outside force that caused the wreckage. Because if he's been living this life and it's been working for him or her, also, they could have ethical non-monogamy. And the reason he changed the destination is just because he didn't want his wife getting jealous that she wasn't going to this place first. We don't know their life.
I legit just had a whole conversation with somebody today about ethical non-monogamy, and it's the new buzzword. Like, it wasn't a thing, and now it's a thing, and I'm like, is this what we doing now in life? Like, this is where we are as a society, ethical non-monogamy. Shout out to...
I just had this conversation with an ex of mine during my lunch break about the ethics of ethical non-monogamy.
Is ethical non-monogamy ethical?
Yes, under certain circumstances. And those are whatever circumstances you and your partners preset. Like, it is a set of rules and, like, whatever that you have to adhere to.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Okay. Tasha said, mind your business, which I do agree with.
Here's my question about ethical non-monogamy.
Mm-hmm.
If me and my partner...
If
Nate is my partner,
Nate's your partner.
If me and my partner agree that we can see other people, do I have to tell said other people about my partner?
Yes.
Because then it's not ethical?
Yes.
Okay.
So, like, it's the honesty, the openness, the communication, and that other person that you're bringing in has a right to know that you are in another situation. Like, okay. It's all about the openness and the honesty. That makes it ethical.
So does my partner have to know?
Yes.
Oh, shit. So if the side chick know, but my partner don't know, it's no longer ethical non-monogamy?
Yep.
Okay. So back to this Uber driver. There were people who were saying she did the right thing.
She did not.
And I don't know that there's a space where that's the right thing. I agree. Like, I don't.
Like, unless you picked up, like, your homegirl and her husband.
I don't even know if it's the right thing if you knew the people. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I pull up, if I'm an Uber driver, and I pull up in front of your house, and your husband comes outside, gets in the car, and he's like, oh, shit, hey, Paul. I'm like, hey. And then we drive and pick up his side chick. It's still not my business.
See, but if I found out that you knew,
it ain't my business. Well, then we can't be friends because I chose to be on the side of right. It's not my business. It's not my business. Ever. It's never my business.
What if you picked up your kid's husband?
So if I picked up Brooklyn's husband, and then this nigga had the nerve to pick up a side chick?
Yeah. Is it your business? Do you do anything about it?
That is slightly my business. Let me tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they get a divorce, I might have to be a party to that divorce. That's slightly my business. Slightly.
Okay.
Yeah, slightly. But I've always said this, like, I won't ever interfere in my children's relationships unless there's something physical happening, right? Like,
makes sense.
What
about emotional abuse?
Yeah, that's a little difficult though, right? Like, because I said it about my sister, too. Like, I won't ever interfere in my sister's relationship as long as her dude ain't putting his hands on her. But emotional abuse is hard. That's a harder thing to juggle. Like, yeah, I should not allow my sister's husband or my kid's boyfriend or girlfriend to emotionally abuse them. But also, that's a harder fight. That's a harder fight.
Like, if you were at Thanksgiving dinner and your son's girlfriend is like, hey, bitch, go get my plate. You don't say something. Hold on.
Nate said, damn it, I lost the connection. What's the question again? And Jim said, Paul's cheating on you. It's cool. Paraphrasing.
You and him have an open relationship. That's what we're talking about, Nate.
Nah, if we're at dinner, Thanksgiving dinner, and Peter says...
Nah, that's not what I said.
You said what?
I said your son's girlfriend...
My son's girlfriend...
Is like, bitch, go get my plate.
Hold on. Trey's girlfriend is like, hey, bitch, go get my plate.
Yeah, he gets up, makes the plate, and she's like, go make it again. I don't like it. And he gets up and makes it again.
I'm not going to interfere, but me and Trey are going to have a talk. Okay. And I think the same with, nah. Oh, okay. If it's my daughter and her boyfriend's like, hey, bitch, go make my plate. Ooh. Okay, in my heart, I want to say the same applies.
But it doesn't.
Oh.
I can tell by your hesitation that it doesn't.
In my heart, I want to be like...
Equality?
Hey, baby, let me talk to you real quick. And tell her, hey, does he always talk to you like this? Like, what is this? Like, I want to have that conversation with her that way. But nah, you can't call my daughter a bitch and not get hands thrown on you. Like, I don't know the in between there. Like, yeah, you can't call my daughter a bitch jokingly and not get hands put on you. Like, nah.
But what if she told him to?
Then she better explain to him, don't do that shit in front of my dad.
Okay.
My daughter was dating a young boy who was in town. They were in town, and when I'm sitting on the porch smoking a cigar, and as they're walking to the car, I see that she says something to him, and he walks around to her, because she's driving. Mm-hmm. He walks around to her side of the car and opens her door.
Okay.
And I later say, yo, did you tell him to open your door? And she was like, I did. And I said, why? She said, because you were outside and there was no way I was going to open my own door if you were outside. And I said, okay. Yeah, long as you know that there's a standard around here, we're going to keep that standard. So, yeah, if a dude calls my daughter a bitch, I might put hands on him.
Okay.
Yeah. If a woman calls my son, okay. If a woman calls my son a bitch, me and my son are going to have a talk. But if a dude calls my son a bitch,
hands.
Yeah, he gonna get hands. Like, if my son is dating a dude and this dude be like, hey, bitch, go make my plate. Hold on, bro. I don't know who you talking to. Like, yeah, he gonna get hands put on him. So no other man can demean my children in any way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Duly noted.
Hey, y'all. We gonna jump to the other side because I really do want to talk about this other stuff on the other side. Hit the link in the bio on Instagram. I'm going to post it on Facebook. This is the last week. If you want a shirt for I Love Mecca Mondays, go to the link, get you a shirt. Nate told Mecca he was going to buy a shirt, and he didn't, because that's who Nate is as a person. But the rest of y'all, the shirts are only existing for one more week. At the end of this week, the shirts will go away, and I don't know that we'll ever do this again. This was just an amazing birthday gift because I'm an amazing person, and this is what I do.
Do you get to dub yourself an amazing person?
If I can dub myself handsome and charismatic, then I can dub myself an amazing person. What?
I feel like you need a secondary opinion.
I don't think I need a secondary opinion.
I think you do.
Nah, I think people will call me amazing.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah, so I'm good.
But I feel like you still need to get that second opinion.
I don't think I need a second opinion. I think
it's... I'm going to make a poll.
It's not about you for her birthday. It is about her for her birthday.
All right.
No poll to be made. Hey, y'all.
Anything
like
to promote?
Subscribe, follow. I have nothing to promote. Okay. Blah. I hosted Blah last Wednesday, which was actually... I did very well. Man, I'm just bigging myself up this whole show.
You really are.
Hey, like, subscribe, follow. Beow, 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 beow. That's all I got. Peace out, bitches.
English is terrible.
English is the dumbest language ever, man. English is dumb.
Like, we don't talk about how dumb English is.
I do.
Yeah, so do
like,
I.
All the time. It makes no fucking sense.
When I wrote my book, I purposely did not use capitalization or punctuation for the whole sake of I don't need it. It was poetry, okay. So I was like,
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I don't need capitalization or punctuation. I can just end sentences where they should end. And hopefully people will figure out how to read. But English is dumb, man. Like, the fact that words have multiple meanings, the fact that...
That rough bow through don't rhyme, and they have, like, four letters in common.
Rough bow through and cough.
Cough.
Yeah.
That's the other one.
Yeah, rough bow
or
through.
Or baloney. Baloney.
Why is pterodactyl pterodactyl? Why is there a fucking pneumonia. P in pterodactyl? Why is there a P in pneumonia? Yeah. Why does the silent Q exist?
Okay, so the word Q, like you're standing in a queue, it is the letter followed by four silent letters.
It is literally like, the letter followed by four silent letters. Yes.
I hate it. Like, I talk shit about English all the time.
Yeah, it's dumb. English is dumb.
It's why it's one of the hardest languages to learn.
Right, and
it's got rules on top of rules and then exceptions to the rules that are really not exceptions, they're the rule.
We criticize people for not learning English. Like, yo.
That shit's hard.
This shit is dumb.
Like, I took French for 5 years and was pretty fluent when I was actually speaking it. I took English for 15 right. And there are still some rules that I don't know.
English is one of those, like, weird, like, when you try to explain English to people who don't speak English, and then they get that whole, like, wait, why is this? Why is this? You're like, I don't know. I can't tell you. It just is.
There was, I'm looking for it now. I had a wallpaper banner shit about English that was, like, English doesn't borrow from other languages. It follows them into back alleys and beats them up for loose grammar or some shit like that.
Speaking it's of like, English being dumb, let's start here. There's an article in the New York Post. Kanye West, Donda Academy founder, says he's never read a book. This isn't the first time that Kanye says he doesn't read, though.
Yeah, no. I just think that it's funny that it was followed by Donda Academy. Like, you have a whole school.
Okay.
And you don't read books.
Here's a...
And you got to sign an NDA to get in.
Nate and I have had this conversation before. Is it considered reading if you listen to books on tape?
See, I don't know. I go back and forth about it. Sometimes I'm like, yes. Other times I'm like, no, because you don't get the activity of seeing letters on page and your brain having to translate that.
But if the goal is to just get the information, do you have to read the book to get the information, or can you just listen to the information?
I feel like you can listen to it, but that doesn't necessarily count as reading. But I also, like, I will download an audiobook and have a hardcover book and go back and forth. Like, if I'm at work, I'm listening to the audiobook. And when I get home, I'll sit on my couch and actually pick up where I left off in the book.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never done that.
I do it a lot. Like, ever
since.
But
I've never done audiobooks.
I love to read. Like, whenever I remember that I love to read, I'll read. And it'll be like, I'll get into a book and then I won't want to stop.
Did I tell you about the last book that I was reading?
Yes.
The Mob Killer?
You did. Or maybe you didn't tell me. Maybe you talked about it on the pod.
That shit
sometimes.
That shit was...
Wild.
He cut off a woman's nipple.
You did not tell me that. Did you tell me that? No.
Yeah, I told you.
Why?
She was cheating on him.
Did you tell me this?
Here's what's fucked up. She was cheating on him, but he didn't love her. He wasn't even dealing with her anymore.
Oh, like, you did, yeah. Okay.
He wasn't fucking with her at all, but...
Can't nobody else have you?
She was still his wife. Nah, he didn't even want her, but she cheated.
Because she was still his wife?
Because she was still his wife.
I feel like, don't you feel similarly? if you're not legally divorced and that's still your wife?
You talking about me?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If the
because we had this conversation about Pete Davidson.
If the divorce isn't legal, if the divorce hasn't cleared, then she is still your wife, but you shouldn't cut off her nipple.
I feel like even if she is your wife, like not your wife, you shouldn't be cutting off people's nipples.
You should not cut off a woman's nipple. No, you shouldn't cut off anybody's nipple. There should be no nipple cutting. There is no reason to cut a nipple.
There is no non-medically relevant reason
to cut off somebody's nipple. What's the medically relevant reason?
Cancer.
In the nipple? No, you get breast
you
cancer.
You cut the whole thing off, and therefore
they
nipples.
Still have nipples.
No, they don't.
Yes, when they get the breast cut off, they
no.
Still... I'm not looking up mastectomy.
I can tell you, I've seen it. They don't have nipples.
When a woman gets her breast removed, she doesn't have nipples.
Yeah, no, they don't.
Hold on, okay. But I've seen women who've had...
Did you touch them?
Oh, yeah. I've seen women who've had their breast removed and implants put in.
Mm-hmm.
And they still had nipples. No, I'm not.
I'm showing you.
I'm not looking, though.
It's just a chest.
I don't give a shit. I don't want to see a nippleless. No, I'm not. I am not looking at a nippleless chest. That's blasphemy.
Yeah,
plus, I like titties.
I do, too. And I'm still looking at all these nippleless chests.
I'm not looking at nippleless chests.
Because I know that I've seen like people get them tattooed on. I don't know if they've better technology now and you can get artificial nipples. Now I need to know.
Like I said, I know a woman who...
Can you get artificial nipples?
Yeah, from Walmart.
There are nipple prosthetics, an option for women who might want further surgery or tattooing. Are nipple prosthetics, which are made of silicone and look and feel like real nipples.
Here's what's funny. We were talking about Kanye, and I don't know how we got here.
Shit.
I don't even care.
I care a little bit, but whatever.
I don't know that I care that Kanye doesn't read either. Like, I wouldn't send my kid to Donda Academy.
Yeah, no.
Under most circumstances. Like, there's no reason that okay. I could see sending my kids to Donda Academy.
It's like $15,000 a year tuition, I think.
When
not accredited.
When LeBron started a school, I felt like, A, there were reasons to send your kid to that school if you could, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Rose has a school. I felt like...
There are skills that they can learn at the school?
Not just skills, but the school was geared toward... children from the neighborhoods they grew up in, right?
Okay.
And so I would love for my kid to be able to go to LeBron school or Jalen Rose has a couple of schools. Like, even if they have found a way to profit, the school itself still benefits a certain kid.
Mm-hmm.
I would never want my kid going to the school that Elon Musk built.
Oh, yeah. Or would I?
Or the school that Kanye built for that reason. Like, nah, like, I don't know.
Maybe Elon Musk. Just because I feel like that school name would hold weight in certain circles.
College? Maybe. But see, I don't know. Like, there's no way. Donda Academy is... I hate to say this because that's his mama, but that's a dumb school.
I've heard rumor that people think it's a cult.
It could be.
Like, it's just a Kanye cult. Which is why everyone has to sign those NDAs.
So, here's the funny thing about this story. To hell with Kanye not reading. You pointed this out. It starts with eccentric rapper and Pete Davidson's former love rival.
I just thought it was hella disrespectful.
That is hella disrespectful to label him as Pete Davidson's former love rival. Because wouldn't Pete Davidson be the rival?
Yeah.
Or can you have one-sided rival?
No.
No.
They're both rivals.
They would rival each other?
Yes, that's how that works.
Huh. So I guess he would be Pete Davidson's former love rival. But Pete,
is it a like? Is it a rivalry if the person you're fighting for already made their choice? Like, or is it delusion? Because, like, to be a rival, you have to both be fighting towards the same end and both have, like, equal opportunity to reach said end.
Right. And by the time that Pete Davidson was on the scene, Kanye wasn't a rival. He was just...
Kanye. He was just there.
He was just Kanye, right. He was just in the... He was just problematic, but he was... Kim wasn't going back, as far as we know, at the time, then. Anyway, yeah. That, I don't give a shit about this nigga not reading, like...
I thought it was funny.
Niggas don't read.
A lot of people don't. I heard some statistic that, like, after college, 80% of people, at least in America, never pick up another book.
Nate told us he didn't read.
He also thinks that audiobooks are reading.
Yeah. But, yeah, Nate said he didn't read. I mean, shout out to Nate. And Nate's not like, a dumb guy.
He's not. I know people who read that are still dumb.
I said that. I didn't even believe that. I said it like, Nate's not a dumb guy. I'm like, Nate's pretty dumb.
Is he?
Is Nate smart?
You know, I honestly don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think that he's dumb. Like, I would bet money that Nate's not dumb. Are we calling him?
Oh, shit. Face called me at 614.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know why Face called me at 614. Oh, that was just now.
Yeah, like, we're already on the second side. Like.
Yeah, let's see. I can bleep this out if I need to. Speaker.
Oh, I thought we were calling Nate.
No, I'm going to call Nate next, but I don't know. Face just called me like he didn't know we were podding today. Maybe he didn't know it was Monday.
Maybe he didn't know it was Monday.
I mean, I wouldn't put past him not knowing it was Monday. Did you purposely call me during the pod?
Okay. Anyways.
That
so what happened was he forgot it was Monday and then realized it was Monday as he was calling.
Like, can't you? Hello?
Yo.
Hey, what's up, fam?
Man, chillin'. What's going on?
Nothing much. How's your day?
What is this about?
Are you dumb?
Am I dumb?
Yes, yeah. Are you dumb?
I mean, that's a matter of perspective.
Is it, though? They're a test.
Are you smart?
That's a matter of perspective.
There are tests, so no, it's not.
Okay, that's all I got. Peace out.
Bitches? I know a particular young woman who graduated with a 4.3. But just everyday common shit, she was pretty dumb.
Okay, there's common sense, and then there's book smart. So what are we asking about?
So maybe Nate has hella common sense and no book smart.
It's a thing.
Okay, that's all.
No,
hey, I got to finish recording the pod. You'll see it tomorrow. Peace out.
Damn it, Nate.
I'm keeping both of them conversations in.
You should. Oh. I just feel like anyone who's not willing to say that they're smart.
Isn't smart.
Yeah.
I mean.
But also, he can't be too dumb. Because, like, dumb people think they're smart all the time.
Dumb people
like,
think they're smart all the time. Yeah. I'm with it.
So, Nate is of average intelligence and above average street smarts is what I'm going to give him. I love Nate.
Let's see.
No hetero.
No hetero. Rooster. Aron.
Shoot. I say you should just text and be like, find on Facebook Messenger.
Nah, I sent the group chat. Hey.
Okay.
Anyway.
Even better.
Oh, shit. I don't even know where we are
Kanye
anymore.
Kanye don't read. Like,
oh, yeah. Kanye don't read. Nah, the hell with Kanye. We didn't talk about this on the front side, but I kind of wanted to talk about it on the front side. There was a drag bingo night in Katy, Texas. All right. And so next story.
That was it? Like,
it was like... There was a bingo night in Katy, Texas that was geared toward drag bingo. And a mother and daughter, some people went and had a great time. But outside, there were protests. Oh, it was at a church.
It was
by
at
the way.
A church, yeah.
It was drag bingo night was at a church. And outside, there were protesters and, this is the word I like, counter protesters, which is really protesting the protest, right?
Yeah.
So you're still protesters.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're protesting the protest. You're not counter.
But they have to have some, they have to have a word to distinguish between who's protesting and who's protesting the protesters. And one of those is just really long to say.
Either way. The concern at this church's drag bingo night, besides all the concerns I have that this church had a drag bingo night.
They were supportive.
The concern at this church's drag bingo night was that, you know, it was drag bingo night.
At a church.
At a church. And it was, I got to pull up, because it was in Katy, Texas. The headline says, protesters bring guns, Nazi salutes, to chaotic scene at Texas church's drag bingo event. Blah, 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 blah. Long short, the church makes it a point to openly accept the LGBTQ plus community, a place where all are welcome, the church's road sign says. Somebody held up a sign that said, God hates groomers.
Like dog groomers? I feel like they don't do too much wrong.
God hates groomers.
Watch. So the insinuation here is that gay people are groomers.
Yeah.
I also don't think that that sign is wrong. Like, in what it's saying, it's not wrong. Did it need to be at the drag bingo night? Nah. I'm pretty sure God hates groomers.
You know what? I'm pretty sure that God hates groomers too.
Yeah.
But then he still allows Catholic priests to do what they do.
God doesn't allow anything.
He doesn't stop it.
God is a beacon of free will that just sits back and watches from a television laughing his ass off.
So here was my issue with the whole story. Like, first of all, And this is something that I'm gonna say out loud that I don't know that I can understand, but I guess it's about representation, is what we always say. Like, can you have an event that caters toward a certain sector of the LGBTQ community and not call it drag? Like, can you have a drag? Could it just have been bingo?
That it all should have just have been bingo.
That all the drag queens, is it drag queens? Is that still a word?
Yeah.
Okay. That all the drag queens, I asked you, like.
I was like, drag queens, drag kings are things. Like,
is a drag king a thing?
Yeah.
That was a drag king.
It's a woman who dresses up like, it's the opposite of a drag queen.
Nah, I didn't know that. I've never heard drag king. Okay. But so if, do you... I don't know that an event needs to be labeled drag bingo if you want it to be open and inclusive to everybody, right? Because I wouldn't go to a drag bingo night, but I would go to a bingo night if it was open and inclusive. I would think drag bingo night meant I couldn't come.
Interesting, because I feel like, say it's drag bingo so people know what they're walking into.
Okay, but I feel like if you tell me that it's, if you tell me it's Black Poetry Night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to assume that it's all Black poets. If you tell me it's White Poetry Night, I'm not going. I'm not white.
I don't want to hear all white poetry.
It could be really dope, but I...
You know what? It could be, but I don't want it.
Right. And so if you tell me it's Drag Bingo Night, I don't know that I'm going to Drag Bingo Night.
Maybe it's not for you. Maybe it's for that little non-binary kid who's like, they say they're all inclusive, but I never see anything inclusive. Oh, they have a drag bingo night. They really do love us all.
Okay.
And that's not like, that's for them and not for everyone else.
You're right, though, because every space isn't for everybody. So, okay. Yeah, like, I didn't think about that, but you're right. So, yeah, drag bingo night isn't for me, but if I had a child who, or a friend,
mm-hmm.
who was either non-binary or just drag and said, yo, you want to go with me? Then, yeah, I'd go with my friend, even though it wasn't an event that was geared toward me. Okay, I didn't think about that. You're right.
I'm sometimes right.
Yeah, no, you're right a lot. So, but I saw this. And then the added caveat to the whole story, or the story itself, was just about the protesters. This is one of those spaces where I stand on people want to be mad about something, so they have to be mad about something, right? If you don't go to this church, you're not a member of this church, your money doesn't go to this church, there's nothing that this church does for your salvation and or soul or whatever you believe in life. Mm-hmm. This is not your church. Why do you show up to this church to protest what this church does when you haven't put a dime into this church?
Because people don't know how to mind their business.
It's yeah, like why are you mad, son? Like what are you mad at? You mad at
their existence?
Because the idea that God hates groomers.
You could take that to, I was about to say, anywhere in corporate America, find the nearest white man.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
And it'd be just as applicable as it would be going to the drag show. And not even a drag show, drag bingo. So it's like, it's literally, I'm imagining just bingo, but the person doing the little like B4 is in drag.
The bingo master.
Okay, I don't know what they're called.
I don't either. But yeah, the caller, the word, the number caller, the letter, yeah, that person.
The alphanumeric caller, because it's like it's letters and it's numbers.
Right, but yeah, I think that you're right. If it's not geared for me, and so if they want to call it drag bingo so that somebody feels represented, then shout out to them. And if I want to have. Old man bingo. Like, cool. I can have old man bingo and invite.
You don't have to worry about the old ladies. That's your bingo.
Right. Because it ain't for them. It ain't for them at all.
Old ladies have their bingo.
It's called
ladies,
bingo.
Yeah. Like, old ladies have their bingo everywhere. Yeah. It's maybe we need an old man bingo.
We need to start an old man bingo for sure. Speaking of groomers, there was a story that I posted in the group chat about Holly Madison. If you don't know who Holly Madison is, Google her, but die from your work computer because I don't know what's going to pop up. Holly Madison was a former playmate and was listed as the main girlfriend for Hugh Hefner. Hugh Hefner always had girlfriends.
Was that ethical non-monogamy?
That had to be. At least it was non-monogamy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. There may have been some questions of ethics I've heard, but all of these women were willing participants in this shit, so.
Yeah. Okay, anyways, continue.
Yeah. So Holly Madison is a former playmate, girlfriend of Hugh Hefner. She lived in the mansion from the time she was 21. I think until she was 28 is what the story says. So she was in the mansion for a while. Mm-hmm. And during some of that time, she was Hugh Hefner's main girlfriend, if I didn't say that already, which is weird. He was like in, there's a 58.
It was like his
70s. Yeah, there was a 58-year age gap is what I read between the two of them.
She was under 25, so I don't approve initially.
Okay. Yeah, we've had that conversation.
Yeah.
So she is recently, she wrote a book, she has a podcast, and she recently, in I think the pod, said some weird shit like,
just the headlines of this.
Holly Madison recalls the non-consensual and gross way Hugh Hefner secretly continued to use baby oil as lube after she asked him to stop because it left her irritated. That's what the headline reads.
Yeah.
And I don't like the headline.
Because it's misleading?
It's very much so misleading. The headline says she recalls the non-consensual, in quotes, and gross way. So it already starts you off thinking that I already think Hugh Hefner was a creep.
Yeah.
But the sex was consensual.
The sex was consensual. And the baby oil was not.
And
she kept doing it.
And she was gross for being 21 sleeping with a 70-year-old man. Let's not make this one-sided. She was gross. She was young, but she was gross.
Everyone wanted to be a playmate.
I'm not. The sex was consensual, so let's just. She consensually had sex with a dude who was
old
three times her age, almost four times her age. Like,
yeah,
like. My
it
issue.
Was weird.
I'm gonna say this. My issue. I've had this issue with. Okay, I'm gonna say it. Fuck it. This might be the last show ever.
It's like, how do you say it and not get canceled?
Yeah, I've had this issue with the Me Too movement for quite some time, right?
And I think you said this before.
This isn't quite Me Too-ish, but it's still in that same vein because they try to throw the whole non-consensual and gross shit. Because he
it's
kept
clickbait.
It's clickbait, right? My issue with the Me Too movement has always been women who were offered sex for success, and they accepted the sex, got the success, and then decided they didn't want the sex, right? Not that they, this isn't about women who were raped, who were attacked in any way, but when all the cards are on the table, if you fuck me, I'm gonna give you this thing. And then you fuck me, and I give you this thing.
A transaction occurred.
There was a transaction that happened. And then you come back years later and says, yeah, he told me I had to fuck him for this thing. When he didn't say you had to fuck him for this thing, what he said was, if you fuck me, I will give you this thing. I think that's different than if you don't fuck me.
You're not leaving this room.
Matt Leiner. Is it Matt Leiner? Matt, the news guy who had the... I'm sorry. I shouldn't have laughed at that. That was not a laughable thing. The news guy who had the... I think it was Matt Lauer. Matt Leiner. It's a guy named Matt.
Okay.
He did news. They said he had a button under his desk installed that would lock the door.
That's hella fucking creepy.
That's creepy, right? Unless... Hear me out. Unless I call you into the office, shit starts getting hot and heated.
And then you need to...
I need to lock the door. Not I'm holding you hostage, but I just need to lock the door and I don't want
to... Okay, here's the question though. Can it be unlocked with anything aside from the button? That's the question. Because if I cannot walk over to that door and unlock it...
Then it's creepy.
Then it's creepy.
But right, but if I can unlock it from the inside and I'm not locking you in, I'm just locking them out, then that's less creepy?
It's less creepy. The fact that it's installed in and of itself is a little creepy.
Yeah, because somebody had to
go. A little suspect.
Yeah. How do you make that installation request? Hey, I need a button.
You don't. You YouTube that shit and you do it yourself.
Nah, he had to get somebody in maintenance to do that shit, I'm sure.
You have to pay someone on the side do that shit.
Like, come install this button to lock this door. Here's how you make the request. If I'm at my desk working and I need... You got to have a big office.
Okay.
If I'm at my desk working, I need to lock the doors. There's something that I can do. And then somebody said, yeah, we could put a button in here. Let's get a button.
you have to make them think it was their idea.
Yeah. Definitely got to make them think it was their idea. Anyway.
Or if there's been a mass shooting any time in the recent past.
Uh-huh.
And you got a big office. For my safety, if I hear gunshots, I want to be able to lock the door before they can get to it.
Okay. Yeah. There are reasons.
Bam.
There are reasons to get
over here finding reasons for people to be creepy.
But this story, when I read the story.
Is so stiff.
Yeah. The jacket of the day is a motorcycle jacket that I've owned for years and I never wore it. I've legit never put it. Well, no, I've put it on.
But never worn it out riding?
No, I never wore it because I got it. I got my bike in April, my first bike. I got my first bike in April. And this jacket, whereas it's very protective, I live in Texas.
You do live in Texas.
And this is a leather motorcycle jacket. This doesn't work. Even it has little wind pockets. Yeah.
That's cool.
But it doesn't work in Texas. So when I ended up getting another lighter jacket for the summer. And then as I learned to ride, I stopped wearing jackets. And helmets and pads.
Protective things that can keep you from, you know, injuring yourself.
Yep. Still wore condoms, though.
As you should. As
you should. Just putting it out there. Without baby oil.
I just don't see how that is the go-to. Like, why is that a preference?
I'm going to tell you why it's a preference. I'm confused. No, I'm going to tell you why it's a preference. Because if you don't know how lube works, mm-hmm. like if you don't understand, KY jelly is water-based.
Uh-huh.
But KY jelly is very similar to baby oil.
Which is oil-based.
When you first apply them, though, right? When you first apply KY jelly, it's allegedly very lube-y.
Viscous.
Viscous. There you go. Shout out smart. To you. You smart. It's very viscous. When you apply baby oil, it's very viscous.
Mm-hmm.
But the friction of baby oil will dry that shit out quick, and now it can be an irritant.
And also, because it's oil-based, it can dissolve that condom and make it break.
You don't say nothing about condoms. I said gross.
Yeah, sorry. My brain imagined condoms.
I said gross.
Continue.
I said gross.
Damn it.
It doesn't say condoms. He was putting baby oil on 78-year-old penis, which.
Okay. So, like, I make a gross face, but when I'm, like, in my 50s to 60s, I could fuck 78-year-old penis.
I'm going to tell you right now, I could never fuck 78-year-old penis. Never.
I feel like there are other reasons.
There are tons of reasons, but, or there's one reason, not tons of reasons, there's one reason mm-hmm. I couldn't, yeah, one reason.
Okay.
But no, this shit's gross, man. Like, there's no other way around it, like.
That whole situation was gross.
The baby oil only added to the grossness of it, but I'm like,
you still fucking a grandpa.
You still fucking a dude who's 78. And you're 21. Like,
there's so many other people out here you could be fucking.
She's a playmate. I'm pretty sure she could have found other dick. She's in Playboy.
What benefits did being a playmate come with?
You have to live in a mansion.
Is that it?
For free.
Is that it?
And probably some, you know, model shit. You got to tour. Probably got to do some shit.
Because I just feel like I don't see the allure.
Well, but here's the thing. You don't see the allure because you're 12. When you hate that joke.
I do. I just turned 30.
You're a 30-year-old woman. You don't see the allure because there was a time when Playboy was the magazine. It was a gentleman's magazine. It was high-end porn, right? Mm-hmm. It was a time when Playboy magazine was the pinnacle of porn. Like, it was, women could get, you would see all kind of
excess in magazines like in Hustler. And then there were other magazines that didn't really have a name, or they had a name like Black Asses, which would be a magazine of nothing but black asses, right? Okay. But Playboy had really good writers to write thought-provoking articles. They had...
Did they really?
Yeah. Like people would always talk about, yeah, I read Playboy for the stories, because they actually had really good stories in Playboy. Playboy had good writing teams. And so if you were a Playboy model, then it would set you up for an avenue to be seen by a more higher, thoughtful reader versus if you were in Hustler. I'm going to tell you now, Hustler magazine was the first time I actually saw a woman's vagina spread open.
I thought you were about to use a euphemism.
Nah, I remember Hustler magazine. I'll never forget this because this was part of my childhood. We stole a Hustler magazine, and a woman had on a diving suit, I guess. But she just had the a vest, like a life vest on.
Okay.
It had all this like nautical stuff behind her. She had a fishing knife that she had stabbed like right between her legs. Not she didn't stab her.
Okay, I was
her box. But the knife was to the side a little bit so you could see her
vagina just out.
Yeah, and I was like, that image is burned into my head. When I have Alzheimer's, I'm gonna remember that woman's
and
pussy,
you don't tell somebody.
Even though I can't remember her face. I cannot remember that woman's face to save my life.
Oh, am I a bad person?
What?
As I'm sitting here imagining this image, I did not give her a face.
Yeah, just white woman.
Oh, she also wasn't white.
Yeah, white woman. That was back in the day, like it was very rare that you get black women in Hustler or Playboy. Like the first black playmate made headlines. Yeah, it made headlines. So then porn wasn't as accessible as it is now. But so like right now I can open my phone and go to several Instagram pages that is just women's asses. But back then that wasn't a thing. So
I hear Twitter's good for porn nowadays.
Nowadays?
I mean, I've never really used Twitter. Tumblr used to be where I got my porn.
Yeah, Twitter has some if you know what to search, it like I've seen porn on Twitter. I'm like, man, why am I watching this woman suck a dick? I don't want to see this. But yeah, like so that's why the allure was there then.
Okay.
But now I can open my phone and see similar poses, you know, on Instagram.
Yeah.
Or OnlyFans.
For free. Not OnlyFans necessarily, but Instagram for free.
Did I tell you I was thinking about starting OnlyFans?
You did.
I don't know what the content's going to be yet, but I'm thinking about it.
I'll share.
Shout out to you. Subscribe. Oh, shit. I found out. Do I have this conversation here? Yeah, because they don't watch the pod. If they do, oops. I'm at my barber the other day.
If your barber don't make you feel like Paul feels every time,
then your barber is trash. I met my barber the other day, and he's like, yo, one of the shorties who works at the barbershop started an OnlyFans. And I was like, nigga, what? And he was like, yeah, she don't know I follow her, though. And I was like, what? So he showed me, and it's nothing. She's not doing anything
explicit.
She's new to OnlyFans, so she's just grabbing her breast and doing this. I'm like, yo. Oh, which led me to a question, though.
Okay.
We talked about it's creepy if a woman sends me nudes and then I show them to you. That's creepy, right? If she sends me the nudes and then I'd be like, hey, look at these nudes.
Yes.
Or if a woman, or if I snap a picture of a woman nude and show you, like there's an issue of consent, right?
Yes.
Does that apply to OnlyFans, though?
No, but something different applies.
Like if she's on OnlyFans, but now she got her titties out.
Question, is this paid content?
Yes.
Then you costing me money.
But
it's not creepy.
He paid for the content.
But they didn't pay for the content.
And then showed it to me.
You didn't pay.
But it's not
creepy, but it's, there's a paywall that you should have had to get through.
I'm going to tell you why I felt, I didn't know how to feel about it. Because I agree. Like, I don't know the woman directly, but I see her when I go to the barbershop, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she's never shown me her titties.
But now you've seen her titties.
But now I've seen her titties. And I'm like, I don't know if she wants me to see her titties. She didn't tell me she had OnlyFans. She didn't promote that OnlyFans. I don't follow her on anything. I literally don't follow her at all. But I was like, yo, this is kind of wild. I don't know if I'm supposed to be seeing this woman's titties. But
she put them on the internet.
Anyway. Where were we?
That is a good question.
Holly Madison versus Hef.
Yes.
Ultimately, I have a lot of issues with the clickbait of this story. My only real issue, though, is I don't think it is fair to have conversations about dead people
when they can't defend themselves.
Maybe Hugh Hefner had a reason on why he wanted to use baby oil. Maybe he's allergic to lube.
Maybe his doctor told him it was good for his skin.
Right. Nigga was 70-something years old. Maybe he needed to keep it lubed up. I don't know.
I can moisturize and fuck at the same time.
I'm not saying Hugh Hefner was right, because I think Hugh Hefner was creepy. But I think
he capitalized on his creepy.
It was consensual creepiness, and he was able to capitalize on that shit. And I'm like, yo, buddy, shout out to you. I don't know. Where we at? What you want to talk about?
I kind of want to talk about the Tulsa woman burning people.
Then talk about it. I didn't read the story. Go.
Oh. No, long story short, there was a roommate situation where this woman had agreed to give this other woman food stamps in exchange for letting her live with her.
Okay. Hey, anybody want to give me food stamps to live in my other room? Let me know. But you also have to be very attractive, walk around the house naked, and cook the food that we bought with the food stamps.
You should put out a Craigslist ad. I feel like that's the place to do it. But so long story short, some of the like food stamp chicks, food stamps turned up missing, and she stabbed the woman to death. And then tried to burn her and the house down.
Yo.
And the reason why I shared it, when I first had moved to Houston a while back, headline read, "Man kills roommate over funky feet." Like, he was sick and tired of the way this man's feet and shoes smelled, so he murdered him. I have seen so many killed my roommate over situations. What is the least that you would kill a roommate over?
Ooh.
Like, what is the smallest thing that they can do to make you kill them?
Oh, I'm telling you right now. You have one time to eat something that belongs to me.
But like murder.
You have one time to eat something that belongs to me. One. The second time, I am plotting your demise. Now, I'm not going to stab you because that's way too personal.
It is.
But I'm not saying I'm not about to lace everything in the fridge with
arsenic,
something,
cyanide,
maybe whatever I can get. Like, I'm not saying it won't happen. I'm not saying it won't happen. You got one time. Once I tell you, don't do the shit, don't do the shit.
Has it ever happened?
Nah. I mean, most of my roommates, I've had several roommates, and most of my roommates were, no, not most. All of my roommates were dope. I never had a problem with an active roommate. Like, best roommate was Terrell, my line brother. Like, we just got along. So like we were cool. And then I had a roommate, Pipe. Me and Pipe was solid, but Pipe was what? What's the look?
The pipes. Just the name Pipe. It just threw me off. Continue.
It's the weirdest thing. When I met him, his name was Pipe. Because his grandmother, he may have been like 6'11", maybe 7 feet tall. He was tall and thin as a rail. And his grandmother would always say he was built like a pipe. So his family called him Pipe.
Okay.
Everybody called him Pipe. And when I met him, he was like, oh, yeah, I'm Pipe. And I was like, all right, Pipe. Me and Pipe were cool. I've never had a bad roommate. I've never had a bad roommate. Think about it. Yeah, I've never had a bad roommate.
I've only had a couple roommates. So in college, I had a roommate, but I was never in my room because I was always in my girlfriend's room because her roommate was never there.
Gotcha.
And then we moved like the next semester. We moved in together. So like, I don't really count living with a partner as a roommate situation.
Right.
And then I went from that to by myself in the dorms. And then me and Dominique moved in together. And we lived together for like three and a half, maybe 4 years.
Me and Terrell used to throw house parties. Tell you how trash we were. We would throw these house parties, and the rule of the party would be who could invite the most women that we may or may not have been, that we were fucking. Not may or may not. Who could invite the most women that we were fucking? The problem is, in order to do that, you have to invite a lot more other people, right?
You can't just
invite the three women I'm fucking. You got to invite those three.
And then six more and throw in like five dudes.
Yeah, right. The numbers have to be high as shit. So we would throw these house parties to see who, like, just me and my roommate, like, okay, who could outdo each other? Like, who would have the most? And then, like, we would tally, like, boom, I got three. Like, boom, I got four. Like, shit, okay, I got to get somebody else over here. Like, or we would, because this is back when everybody had a landline. I don't remember having a cell phone back then. Like, we had a landline, and we would have these days where we would race to see who could get company over first. But we only had one line in the house, right? We had one phone in the house, or one line. So flip a coin, whoever got to go first would make the first phone call.
And then you guys would take turns?
And we would take turns, but because I've always been me, like, I would be so mad because, like, I would literally call a chick, hey, what you doing? Nothing. Shit. You got plans tonight? No. Oh, you should fall through. Boom. Either she's coming or she's not, right? But if my first chick failed, then it was Terrell's turn.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but he would get on the phone and, like, hold these long-ass conversations, which in turn, any chick that I was going to call second was already making plans, right?
Like, that's the reason why. Like,
no, that's just, he was a nicer guy. So he would, you know. And he was taking longer shots than me. Like, he was shooting at women that may or may not, that probably had not been to the house before.
Gotcha.
And I'm shooting at women who were just over here last week. Like, hey, want to come over?
So
no.
He was playing with the handicap is what you're saying.
Yeah. Most definitely. Most definitely. Ah, shout out to Terrell.
But also the correct answer to that question was I would never kill a roommate.
Nah, man, if you eat my food, you might die. Like, I don't give a shit. You legit might die. I think I'm done. What time is it? Yeah, I could be done because I got a Cowboys game to watch in a little bit.
Oh.
I know, you know nothing.
Setting yourself up for disappointment.
Calm down. I don't do this. This is.
I come from a family of Cowboys fans. We already know.
I am a diehard Cowboy fan. I don't.
I don't even watch, and I still claim that I'm a Cowboys fan.
Here's what's funny. I don't watch, like, I'll watch football with anybody, right? Like, I don't watch Cowboy games with anybody though. Like, I legit only watch Cowboy games alone. Like, I don't want people around me for my joy or my misery. Like, whatever's happening, I want to watch. And if the game is going downhill, I am quick to just go sit on my porch. But Yeah, like shout out to the Cowboys. We 1-1 right now. They're 1-1 right now. Can't believe I just said we. I don't play for them niggas.
They don't pay you.
They don't pay me.
You're not getting endorsement money.
I don't. Yeah, those other stories where we can skip them. I ain't. Nothing had me like.
I just really want to talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the. You know what? Let's talk about this before we get out of here, because I think it's important. There was a Minnesota school issue with segregation, and the issue is that the schools are looking like they're segregated, and so a lawsuit was filed. All of that's beside the point. What took precedent in this story, and you can look up, y'all can look up Minnesota school segregation, was that the courts have ruled that the segregation is okay as long as it was not set up by lawmakers to be segregation. So if you have kids in a, if you have a richer district, so it has all white kids, and a poorer district that has all black and brown kids, as long as lawmakers didn't purposely draw the dividing lines that way, then the segregation is okay.
Yeah.
But like, I think we've always been doing that to some degree. Like, private schools are private schools for a reason. Right? Like,
to keep out the poor people.
To keep out the poor people. And so this isn't that podcast, but I'm going to say this now. With the overturn of Roe v. Wade, I think what we're going to start seeing is a lot of people going after federal laws that affect state rights. And one of those federal laws that affect state rights is Brown versus the Board of Education. I saw somebody say that Roe v. Wade was a linchpin in actively going after Brown versus the Board of Education.
That was one of the, it was that one, and then gay marriage were the, and Loving versus Virginia. Those were the ones that were.
Here's what's funny, but not funny. The dude that I wrote a poem about, Clarence Thomas, said that states should look into going after Brown versus Board of Education and gay marriage.
Yeah.
He didn't say shit about Loving versus Virginia. And
we know why.
Yeah, we know why. Because I'm going to say this. I have no problem with interracial marriage. None. Look, I have met some beautiful Latina and white women in my life. Just gorgeous. If you're going to date outside of your race,
make sure they look better than everyone in your race.
No. They ain't gonna look better than everybody in your race. But God damn it, make sure they can at least compete. Clarence Thomas' wife has always been ugly. Like,
she was probably born ugly.
There's not a picture I've seen of her and I thought, oh yeah, she was cute. I've not seen a cute picture of her ever. Ever.
It's still an accomplishment if she white.
What's the accomplishment?
I don't know. Ask black men who only date white women.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the weirdest shit.
Who was it? Someone I know was like, it's a status symbol.
It used to be. But even then, like, nah, bruh. Like, there are black and Latina women, especially black women and Latina women, collectively especially, that, like, looks alone. Fucking amazing, right? They may be dumb as rocks, but just looks alone, fucking amazing. But if I had to date, if I was like, oh, let me date a white woman, I would at least need to be comfortable enough bringing her to places that I go and saying, y'all, this is my queen.
Not
what? I can't call her my queen.
Nah. I don't believe in white monarchs.
Oh, shit. Shout out to the queen.
I had this drink, like, the day after she died called Long Live the Queen.
God damn it.
And I got it for the hell of it, for the irony. All right, you done? We done?
Yeah, we done, man. Let's get out of here. Cowboys game starting a little bit. I gotta go and watch it. I don't think I have anything, nothing to promote. I forgot. Cass is gonna be at Bly this week.
I asked you if you had anything to promote.
I forgot. Cass is gonna be at Bly, and then the following week we got the Mandy and Darian show. And then I think that's it. Coming to Bly. See poetry.
Buy a Mecca Monday shirt.
Mecca will be there for like the first 30 minutes and then she leaves.
I'll be tired. Like, I'm so tired. Shit, I'm tired right now.
Mecca Monday shirts available on all of our platforms. Go hit them up.
Prove your love for me in a monetary way.
Link in bio. 100% of the proceeds. No. 100% of the profits go to Mecca for her birthday. So if you didn't get her a gift, buy a shirt. That's all I got. You got anything?
Nope.
Hey, yo. Peace out, bitches. That was aggressive.
It was a little aggressive.
Peace out, bitches.
But that didn't feel dedicated enough.
Man, fuck them.
Wait, the bitches?